cross my heart and hope to die, stick a finger in my eye. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
I'm really glad to be with you and with the folks out there listening in their cars and houses and wherever they might be listening to us.
Well, Chuck, whatever they're listening to, they should all rest assured that if they're listening to President Barack Obama, that they have nothing to worry about because John Boehner says so. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. United States Speaker of the House of Representatives, Ohio's own John Boehner, who we've talked about many times on this program, has given President Barack Obama an absolute vote of total confidence because he says, and he did this over the weekend on ABC News' This Week television program, that, well, we've got a good relationship. We're open with each other. We're honest with each other. And he says that he absolutely trusts President Barack Obama. Now, Chuck, you and I have had our concerns with John Boehner for quite a while, not thinking that he's a very strong leader, not thinking that he's someone who, when push comes to shove, will stand up for what he's supposed to be believing in, which is the Republican Party platform, and that maybe we've got the wrong person sitting as the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. But I don't know, maybe we're all wrong about that, because he's taken the measure of Barack Obama and thinks that he can absolutely trust him. Then maybe there's something more to John Boehner than meets the eye.
Or less than meets the eye, perhaps. It might be more appropriate. As I've said in the past, Barry, and those of us who have listened to us for any length of time will know that I still believe that John Boehner is desperately waiting for a donor for his spine transplant.
Well, I think maybe you need to have the spinal column attach all the way to the brain, because I think he might be missing that portion of his anatomy as well, Chuck.
It's beginning. Look that way.
Because he says that one of the issues that he and Barack Obama, whom he absolutely trusts, that one of the issues that they absolutely agree upon is that the U.S. doesn't have an immediate crisis in terms of debt. What? Is John Boehner looking at the same numbers that the rest of the country is looking at $16-plus trillion in debt? The devaluation of the U.S. dollar, rumblings from all over the world, from Germany to China, about repudiation or cashing in the bonds that they hold against the United States debt. We don't have an immediate crisis, and I guess it's not a crisis if you're a leader who just keeps passing continuing resolutions to spend more money and are okay with that because sooner or later that you'll pass some laws to raise more taxes in order to continue that spending. Maybe that's what John Boehner's talking about and the reason why he doesn't see it as an immediate crisis.
Well, Barry, this is what I've been questioning people who are in the conservative punditry for years. I've listened to people like Rush Limbaugh make this statement, and I always go, okay, they explained to me this then, and of course they never do, and that is, a little bit of debt is good, but a lot of debt is bad. Okay, where's the line? Where exactly is the line where it passes over from good to bad?
Well, I guess where it passes from good to bad for most politicians is when you get enough constituents that you think might put you out of office if you keep spending like a drunken sailor on shore leave. That's when it gets bad. Up until that point, if only a few people are making squeaks and squawks, you'll keep spending.
Well, the thing about it is that Barack Obama has discovered the secret that if you promise the people enough goodies, you can deficit spend yourself into a Greek situation and continue to just promise, 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 promise. And as long as the printing presses run, you're okay. And once there's absolutely no one who will loan you any more money so you can continue to run the press without monetizing the debt, and to speak in too big a word, but the way our debt right now runs is we sell bonds to other countries who then promise to back up our money so we don't inflate the currency. But when you monetize debt, you simply say nobody else will buy our bonds. Then you just start printing funny money in which there's nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, to back it up. No gold, no productive capabilities, nothing. You just simply inflate the currency, and that's when you run into hyperinflation like Argentina has gone through, like Germany has gone through, like Greece is going through right now. like Spain is going through, and what they're doing is going around to the rest of the EU and asking them to prop them up. And the Germans and the British are getting a little tired of propping everybody else in the EU up so they can print money and continue to give away, have people on the dole, which is exactly what's happening in PIGS countries, if you'll recall from a couple of years back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it was Portugal, Italy, Greece. Ireland, Greece, and Spain.
Yeah, P-I-I-G-S.
And so Boehner's saying that he doesn't see a debt crisis. Well, he's blind.
Well, he's blind about a lot of things, Chuck, and I think it's interesting because at the beginning of the week we talked about a speech that Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center gave to CPAC. Well, Mr. Bozell has done a couple other things while he was given that speech. He wrote a column for CNS News and basically said, here's a list of questions that Barack Obama should be asked. And honestly, Chuck, John Boehner completely trusts or absolutely trusts Barack Obama. Perhaps he would be the progressive person to ask these questions because Bozell was coming off of an interview that George Stephanopoulos of ABC News did with the president, where he basically threw him softballs disguised as hard-hitting questions. And Bozell came up with a fairly significant list of fairly hard-hitting questions that I'm guessing right now, Chuck, not a single one of these questions will be asked ever by John Boehner to his good friend and trusted friend, his open and honest companion in the political world, Barack Obama. And some of these questions include things like, when are you going to address how the administration failed to protect diplomats at Benghazi? Why do you prefer to kill foreign terrorists in drone attacks and American citizens, I might add, rather than capturing them for intelligence purposes? Why can't you even stomach the goal of a balanced budget? Well, I think we can understand why John Boehner wouldn't ask that question now, don't we?
Oh, John Boehner would no sooner allow these questions to be asked than he would get caught with, you know, something illegal out in the streets of Washington, D.C. This would not be allowable to him because, absolutely, if he actually asked these questions, he would no longer have any reason to trust Barack Obama implicitly. And that's kind of the whole point here. He's trying to make it look like a big love fest. He doesn't want any reasons not to trust the president, so he just basically chooses to ignore these kinds of questions.
Well, though, these are the type of questions that if you're a true leader in Congress and you understood the Constitution, you understood the check and balance that Congress has against the executive and the reason why you should be asking these questions. Now, the questions like, why is Obamacare leading to higher premiums and prices of health care? Well, instead of just asking the question, John Boehner should be doing something about it, which is, as you said, looking for a donor for that spine transplant. And zero funding in the continuing resolutions, anything that's related to Obamacare. Everybody's screaming about the sequester and how it's shutting down tours at the White House, but what they're not saying is that the Congress is continually handing money off to both the Health and Human Services and to the IRS to continue to put forward, and I believe as of week before last, there were 700 new pages of regulations surrounding Obamacare that federal HHS just dumped into the Federal Register.
Well, part of Mitch McConnell's big thing lately has been to show how big the stack is. And he's been hauling around a 7-foot-high load of papers, a little portable thing. Of course, it's very heavy. They have to move it around. It takes 2 men and a mule to move it. But I forget how many thousand pages it is. Now, remember, this is not just the 2,800 pages of the bill.
No, this is the regulations that are being crafted around it.
Yeah, so we're now up to something like 10,000 pages, the law plus the regulations, and we're just at the beginning of this thing. Now, I've talked to my accountant this last weekend. He goes, you think people are squawking now about increasing healthcare rates? He says, you wait till October. That's when it all kicks in. That's when the new taxes kick in. The majority of the new taxes kick in, and that's when the insurance companies have to start offering pre-existing condition policies and that kind of thing. He says, you watch, it's going to triple. And I thought I was doing pretty badly at $1,000 a month, which is why we moved over to the Samaritan Ministries.
Right.
But it's going to triple the current cost, if not more, maybe more. So that means that people that are stuck paying like $3,000 a month are going to be more like $10,000 a month, which of course can't be done. So basically that question, Boehner's simply ignoring it. Now, I thought another one of these was very important that Bozell said, and Boehner would never ask this question because, as he said at the beginning, he doesn't see a problem, and that is, why can't you even stomach the goal of a balanced budget? Your budget outlook points to deficits every year as far as the eye can see. No country can survive this recklessness. Is this not fiscal insanity?
Well, not to a man who thinks that we don't have an immediate crisis in regard to the nation's debt, it's not, which is exactly where John Boehner stands right now. They don't think there's anything wrong, Chuck. They just think this is business as usual and the ebb and flow of politics. And as long as we can all get along and have nice dinners at the White House and have a little photo ops, then, well, we can all just go ahead, well, spend like there's no tomorrow.
Well, here's how Boehner weasels out of that. He says, a debt crisis does loom in the years ahead because entitlement programs are not sustainable if they aren't changed. Barry, if they aren't changed, if they aren't eliminated.
Exactly. But see, that's the mentality of somebody who's been there too long and who's part of the establishment and is an entrenched is, well, we just change it around, change the name, shift the money pots to different things, and we call that progress and we call that being responsible with our budgeting. That's ridiculous, Charles. That's like, okay, I've got $30,000 in credit card debt. Hey, I know how I'll fix it. I'll go get another credit card and use that to pay off one of my other ones. Doesn't change anything. It just increases the debt load. But this is how they think. Our leadership, whether it's John Boehner or Mitch McConnell or those who have basically been inside the Beltway for so long that they just don't have any idea of what's actually happening out in the real world. And honestly, John Boehner probably doesn't have to worry about the debt because when it does hit, most likely he's going to be out of office, hopefully run out by his own constituents in the next election. But if not, he'll retire. And of course, the congressional pensions, Chuck, those will be held sacrosanct. So he'll continue to make the, I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $275,000 a year for life.
Well, that depends on how far out you think the debt crisis is. I don't think it's that far out. I think John Boehner may still be Speaker of the House when it hits.
Well, it very well could. But yet, honestly, I'm not sure if there's any way of avoiding it at this point. We may just have to write it out. And of course, you know, Chuck, that's what we're talking about as we're teaching Institute on the Constitution. And hopefully we're going to have a chance to interview this author, Dr. Joel McDermott, who wrote the book Restoring America One County at a Time, because he talks about, as far as like with welfare and with our money and debt and everything else, what we might have to do as Christian and constitutionalists and conservatives, where we're going to have to sacrifice and probably go through some pain, but we're going to have to make changes now to help ensure that there will be a future for our children. Even with guys like John Boehner doing the kumbaya with Barack Obama and acting like there's no problem because there's nothing that a little bit more government won't solve.
And there are some other questions here that I think that Boehner would never ask because, A, he doesn't have a spine. For instance, this was a question that Bozell proposed be asked of Barack Obama. Why do you oppose religious liberty? Catholics especially believe the forced funding of abortion, abortifacients, and even birth control is a mortal sin. Are you aware that Catholic leaders are warning authentically Catholic health care in America is now in mortal danger? Do you think John Boehner's ever going to think about things in these terms?
No. I honestly, you know, this list of questions that Brent Bozell posed are rhetorical at best because neither John Boehner nor Eric Cantor nor Kevin McCarthy nor Mitch McConnell or anybody in the upper leadership of either the House or the Senate Republican caucuses are going to potentially upset the apple cart and not get invited to the dinners at the White House by asking these unavoidable questions.
I think Bozell did a great job of coming up with it. I think the last question is very interesting. Are you done blaming Bush?
Well, the answer to that is no, and that because they will always, that's always the mantra that we'll come back to.
That's a given. Well, Barry, I think we've shown that John Boehner, once again, has shirked his duty as only he could do and sort of weaseled off and played agree with the president rather than being the loyal opposition. And we'll see what happens in the future. That being said, we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.